This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Peoria native Jared Grab knew art would be a major part of his life from a young age. But once he arrived in college to study comic book art, he discovered his love of music trumped visual art. Ahead of his return to Bloomington Thursday night, Grab tells WGLT visual art forced him to disguise the message he was trying to convey.
Whereas with songs, I was looking up to people like Woody Guthrie, and then some underground punk acts and such, where the meaning was, I felt more direct and closer to the surface. It felt like more of a conversation with the audience.
He's a funny man, painting pictures with his words and a wrench in his hand. He's got us all laughing, making movies with no camera. Why is he wiping away the grave?
Jared, your dad worked at Caterpillar, and in one interview, you hinted at once you saw that and what he went through, that's not a direction you wanted to head.
Yeah, I really came of age during the big strikes with Caterpillar. I grew up in a church community that had everything from engineers to managers to line workers at Caterpillar. And the tensions that came between these people who had a deep love for each other in the church community because of this corporation that they all worked for, it certainly put a damper on my feelings towards working for that company. But I also was really good at math and things in school, but I didn't like school. So it certainly, as soon as I got into high school and college where I could just dive into art classes and things, that's what I did.
Did you understand at a fairly young age that you were a little bit different than those people who were maybe working at Caterpillar or more, maybe had a different life or certainly didn't have an artistic expression professionally? Did you know that that was something that maybe you wanted to do or that's a direction you were headed?
I love this community, and for me, it wasn't a us versus them. It was definitely, these are all my people. These are the people who've brought me up, cared about me. And I just happen to deal with everything around us in songs and art. And they maybe deal with it by tinkering with cars.
So you weren't seen as that sort of outcast. Oh, he doesn't like to do this. He's kind of an odd guy.
Sure I was. Yeah, I was a weird, quiet kid.
At 17, she found me lonely and sketching by myself. Then at 18 is when she told me you ain't gonna mount to anything else than a working man. You're working man. You ain't got talent, you ain't got skill. Yeah, you're a working man. You're a working man. You better keep yourself in school.
It sounds like you began to maybe appreciate your hometown more. Did that happen more because you were touring the United States and even the world and got to see what other places were like and actually helped you appreciate where you came from?
It certainly came out of some level of being able to escape in portions. I think it also came out of it being easier and more affordable to live here while I was traveling. But yeah, when you see the rest of the world and you see what else there is out there, it makes you miss what makes where you come from where you come from. My early songwriting in my early 20s spoke a lot about resenting this place while I was coming to terms with the fact that I'm from here and it's mine and I need to own it. And in me taking that ownership myself, what was really magical was that other people in the community, I saw them come to own it as well in ways that were helpful and meaningful to them. And that was an honor.
I hear you now more as a country folk singer-songwriter. How did you decide that's the direction you wanted to move in after that hardcore punk scene?
Scout's Honor ended in 2009, and I was just looking to make some quiet music after that and not strain my voice every night. I'd had the nodes on my throat from straining my voice over and over and over and hearing issues, and I knew that if I wanted to keep making music, I needed to try something else, and I'd always been playing acoustic guitar on the side, and so I thought I'd dive more into that.
It's hard to find time in your middle years. It's hard to take chances as well. When you've a wife and a child depending on your wages to be stocking the shelves.
I've definitely fallen more in love with some of that singer-songwriter stuff over time. Artists like Austin Lucas and John Moreland and Adam Fawcett. It's a nice community to be a part of. In recent years, I also played in a band called Angry Gods out of Chicago, which was much more of a heavy hardcore band while I've been doing kind of like the folk songs. So some people kind of like, oh, so you grew out of that. And I'm like, no, I just kind of keep them separate now.
I've heard the complaints about 20s. It's tough to know where to go. It's hard to know just who to be. I'm convinced it's feeling lonely.
Our guest is Jared Grab. This is WGLT Sound Ideas. You were talking about doing some new things, and something new you have been doing recently is a podcast. Are you the writer and producer of Middle America?
Yeah, although the stories are told by a fictional character named Wendell Bauer. Basically, it's kind of a fictionalized memoir of growing up in Peoria, Illinois, being told at the same time as telling Peoria historical stories. I've talked about like the abolitionists in town, and I've talked about the founding of Fort Crèvecoeur, the first French fort in town. I've talked about Fort St. Louis at Starved Rock, and I've talked about some of the gangsters in town that were here. I'm about to release an episode about Richard Pryor and his leaving Peoria to go to New York City and become who he became. It's about a third music, a third fictional memoir, and a third history. The music and memoir are essentially intended to add some emotional weight to the history, tying it all together. It makes it more into art.
There ain't much to make man feel more atone than a winter's morning spent his baby alone.
Is Middle America, intentional or not, another way to give your music, your original music, an outlet?
Somewhat. It was definitely a matter of me being like, how can I be an artist that doesn't necessarily tour so much? And how can I be an artist as I'm getting older? I'm turning 40 this year, and I have two kids. I don't want to be on the road touring all the time. I like to tour, but I don't want to miss out on my kids' lives. And so a lot of podcasting, they don't have to travel as much to build an audience. And so I was interested in getting this world where it's not as lame to be a white-haired guy behind a microphone, I guess. Whereas, you know, you got to be Johnny Cash to get up there and get into those later years and really get the young people excited, I guess, on the music side of things.
Now that we're family, you're home. Let's spend the mornings laughing, oh.